You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on WJFF.
And that's my mother, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
The show is like Mother, Like Son?
Yes. That's right, with
really?
A question mark.
With a question mark?
You know, it's a mother-son thing.
Ramsey, this is more important than anything else coming my way today.
Okay.
Changes. You want to be a richer man. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. It's going to have to be a different man.
You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on Radio JFF. This is my mother, Patricia Adams.
And that's my son, Ramsey Adams.
We're in the studio with our producer, Mark Sutton.
Yeah, our guest today is Abe Velez from the Hip Hop Hoodios.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Abe. So you're the founding member, guitarist, and vocalist of the Hip Hop Hoodios, an internationally acclaimed Jewish Latino collective.
That's correct. And I'm proud to say that I think we're really starting to beat out the competition in the genre. It's not easy rubbing elbows with thousands of other Latino-Jewish punk rock hip-hop bands, but I feel like the cream always rises to the top, and there we are.
Could I ask you something about these musical terms you just used?
Sure.
Punk, hip-hop, I mean, I think of rap, and I am of the generation that a lot of this is sort of confusing to me. I remember when Ramsey played high school basketball, they brought in one of those boom boxes and played, I don't even know, it was hip-hop or rap to intimidate the other basketball team. But could you give me a little background about how this got, you know, the difference between hip-hop and rap?
Let me say this, that actually to give proper credit to my bandmate, Josue Noriega, also known as Josh Norick, he's the other co-founder of the band, and he's the primary MC, and he really... you know, he just loves the old-school hip-hop, you know, and
what's old-school?
And old-school... In this case, we're probably referring to music going back to as far as maybe the late 70s through the 80s.
And way back then.
Say what?
Way back then?
Way back then. Well, but I say also even going into the 90s, because now when people say old school hip-hop, it's starting to mean something else, you know? It's starting to include stuff that was called new school only a few years ago. And he loves the bravado, the feel of the delivery of the lyrics, and of course the beats as well. All of us who are involved in the band love the beats, but he just loves the style and the feel of the delivery, and so that's a huge force of what Hip Hop Hoodios is.
You know, my mom's sort of proud of the fact that if she hears music that she likes, she figures it probably will be completely unsuccessful on the marketplace.
Yeah, that's always been the criteria. If mom likes it, forget it.
Me and my brother both have been musicians, and when we play our music, we're always hoping that she doesn't like it. So,
yeah.
The good news, Abe, is she doesn't like your music.
Now, Ramsey. Let's play the mother role. I'm not sure I
Sorry, what's that?
I'm just saying, playing the mother role. I'm just not sure I quite understand what's going on.
Well, over here mopping my brow in relief.
What is going on? I mean, you know, first of all, Jewish Latino Hip Hop Collective?
Yes.
Explain.
Yes, yes to all of those boxes. Check all those boxes. Well, you know, really... there are a few things I could say. There are many more Latino Jews in the world than we realize, certainly in the New World, a.k.a. Grand Americas. And certainly in the entertainment industry, there are more Latino Jews than we might suspect. I don't know if I want to out the full list right here on the air, but there are many of us. And, you know, my partner and I just decided that it was time to give a voice to that via some of his lovely lyrics.
Wait, you're telling me that Adam Sandler and Mel Gibson are both Latino Jewish hip-hoppers?
I wasn't going to just say it, but yeah. sorry, Mel. I guess we blew up Mel's spot here, but but Ramsey, you were an accomplice here, so I guess you can be a target of Mel's hate mail now.
Mel was going to be on our show next week, but I bet he's going to cancel now. Thanks.
File under.
I worked on that guest for 2 months. Now you ruined it.
Okay, guys, get serious.
So, well, all right.
I want to ask you about your album, 1492.
Yes.
Because you were talking about the mixture, and it's a combined hip-hop, Hootios, and Frank London of the Klezmatics for a soul jazz exploration of how the Spanish Inquisition resulted in millions of Latinos unknowingly having Jewish roots. Is that a theory? Is that serious? Or what is that?
In this particular case, we are trafficking in fact. There are indeed many, many Latinos in Latin America, many in Mexico and other countries as well, who have Jewish roots that either they're not aware of or only marginally aware of. And it's something that actually more and more people are discovering and wanting to explore, you know, these sort of lost or shuttered bits of their family history. But yes, as a result of the years of the Spanish Inquisition, there were these migrations by these Jews, these sort of hidden Jews, you know, who started over as something other in the New World. And so I think, rightfully, factually claim in our song that millions of Latinos have got Jewish blood. And if I may go beyond the song and say, I actually think about 99% of the planet is a little bit Jewish and also a little bit Latino and a little bit Chinese as well.
So, Abe, is your mother Jewish and your dad Dominican?
No, actually. Tomato, tomato. My mother's Jewish and my father's father was Puerto Rican. So
you don't go back to the Inquisition here. You're just a second generation.
In the case of my family, you're right. This is a case of a man and a woman meeting in Manhattan and deciding they liked each other and they got married about 70 years ago. So it's a New York story in the case of my family.
And you got your name, you know, obviously.
Velez
is reflective of your combined heritage.
That last name is it's a Puerto Rican last name.
And Abraham is probably more along Jewish lines, I guess.
In this case, yeah, that's from my Ukrainian Jewish side. That's where I get that. And by the way, the song we were talking about before is 1492, but the album is called Agua para la Gente, which means water for the people. Or in some cases might be thought of as the people's water, but water for the people. And yeah, there are a few different groups of people. There are Jews who have no Latino blood whatsoever, who maybe even have little or no exposure to Latino culture, but the Jewish-Latino thing about what we do is kind of like a window in for them, you know? And I think that they dig getting to explore some of the Latino stuff. They feel like they get to be that a little bit.
Hey, Abe, let's listen to 1492.
Let's.
All right, here it is from the band Hip Hop Hootios, 1492.
Started 1492. King Ferdinand gonna burn the Jews. Inquisition came and it hit the fan. Forget España, want New Amsterdam. The heat was on in the New World as well. Catholic man want us straight to hell. Chase us down, try to hide in Brazil. But them hooded freaks, they just wanna kill. Yo no veo mi gente. Busco todos lados, no están presentes. Hey, Ladino is a language, but now it's dead. Hootios resurrected, kick you in the head. Side to side, back and forth. The sound is dirty like a pound of pork. By the way, the god you pray to is a brown Jew, is a brown Jew.
that I'm joking. What the hell am I smoking? Jews and Spanish, you think that we're token, but you don't wanna believe me. Christ to death, what would you choose? Into marriage or the sword, you got nothing to lose. Well, here's some words that'll hit you with a thud. Men's Latinos, they got Jewish blood.
You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on Radio JFF.
And that was 1492 from Abe Velez and the Hip Hop Hoodios.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Abe, let's talk a little bit about the music.
And
move beyond the ethnic trilingual psychosomatic seahorses.
I do so reluctantly, Ramsey.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the fascination with seahorses?
Oh, my. Well, you know, it's that's just one example of what we were going for in this album, which is trying to make a statement about our special our fondness for sea life as a band. But also, we wanted to at least hit on a little bit issues of availability of water all around the world, you know, that's becoming a more and more acute issue and not less and less. I think lots of us know that. And privatization of water rights, access to clean drinking water, those are things that we get into a little bit on the title cut from the album.
So it's comedy with a message. It's not just comedy.
It is. Yes, it is. But also somewhat related is, again, our fondness for all the variety of sea life on the planet, and we think of them as not only friends but extended family, and you can sort of see that in the mini photographic essay inside the CD booklet, and seahorses are no exception to those fond feelings, Ramsey.
And this is because you grew up near the ocean, or how did you get particularly towards that area? Is it?
Well, you know, it's true. I mean, I grew up in Manhattan, so I was somewhat near the ocean. But to be honest, I don't know if I can provide a satisfactory answer other than to say that we love the world's oceans and we love all its inhabitants, and we just had to say something about it.
Abe, tell me about the band. There's you.
Yes.
Then
we also have Josue Noriega, also known as Josh Norick, who currently resides over on the left coast, and he's my co-founder. He's the MC in the band, and has written a lot of the lyrics, come up with some of the great concepts for classics like Dixon Noses, years in, and I still have to chuckle a little bit when I talk about it. And he's our primary MC. We also have extended family that will come and play with us here in the New York area, and also when we've played in Paris and in California, we have some extended band members, including Federico Fong, who's played with some of the bigger Latin American rock acts,
and Santana, is that?
No, actually, that connection, the connection with the Santana band, is through our producer Happy Sanchez is neighbors with Carl Perasso, who's a percussionist with the Santana band, and so there's some of Carl's percussion on the album.
I think it's about time to hear another one of your songs, Mark. If you got something ready,
all right, we're gonna go to Kike on the Mic.
Sections down in aisle 3. Legs, thighs, and breasts. What's it gonna be?
I got more cock than the two got makeup. I see a girl and I run with the breakup. Give physical fitness a run for the money. Never keeping still, cause we're always chasing honeys. It's the white ones
and the brown girls too.
What you gonna do with the mixed up Jews? I'm on the mic. I'm a crazy kike, I'm a yeah. Gonna pull my lid, my son is fresh. Like a pound of flesh, my nose is large. And you know I'm in charge, I'm on the mic. I'm a crazy kike, I'm a yeah. Gonna pull my lid, my son is fresh. Like a pound of flesh, my nose is large. And you know I'm in charge. Llevo mis cojones en los pantalones. Recibimos aplausos, no somos cabezones. I'm a child of privilege, a homie from the suburbs. I know you like judios cause we always make great lovers. White like the bedroom walls. Yes, I'm white like the bathroom stalls. I'm white and you still hate me, cause I'm white with a PhD. I'm on the mic. I'm a crazy kike, I'm a yeah. Gonna blow my lid, my son is fresh. Like a pound of flesh, my nose is large. And you know I'm in charge, I'm on the mic. I'm a crazy kike, I'm a yeah. Gonna blow my lid, my son is fresh. Like a pound of flesh, my nose is large. And you know I'm in charge. Mira como vengo en tres idiomas. No puedes creer. Los judíos stopping bombas. I need to hacer la lechvi.
You're listening to Like Mother, Like Son on Hydro-Powered Radio Jeff.
All right, and that was Kike on the Mic from the Hip Hop Judios with A. Velez.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that song, it was wonderful. The clarinet was played by Paul Shapiro of the band Midnight Minion, and has done some other sort of soul Jewish jazz projects, and a great musician. And, gosh, I think it took him about 7 minutes to do all the music that he came up with there. I mean, that guy is just a great musician.
Well, that's a ripping track. I really like that one a lot.
It's one of those tracks that it just has to be played loud. Otherwise, it's not what it's supposed to be.
I guess it's sort of like the N-word, that you can get away with it when it's part of your ethnicity. I mean, you can call yourself a kike, huh, on a mic?
Yeah, identity politics are funny that way. And you know, listen, when we wrote that song and when we perform it in public, I mean, we don't take it lightly, you know. There are some Jews who have understandably taken exception to the fact that we have a song titled Kike on the Mic. And
yeah, I've wondered if the more traditional klezmer musicians and give you kind of a hard time or get angry about what you're doing or what kind of response you get.
Yeah, you know, Patricia, we have gotten some of that response, although not a whole lot of it. And I think even some people who have like written in on our MySpace or our website guest books, you know, saying so, expressing those feelings, sometimes they then come out to a show and they see us perform it, and I think that their perceptions have changed, at least in some cases, because then they really get a feel for what we're about, and they see that, no, these are not self-hating people here using this ethnic slur on themselves. In fact, it's actually got a lot of muscle to it and a lot of attitude.
Hey, wait, what about this Jewish rap phenomenon that's busting across the nation?
Well,
is that you? Are you the impetus for this?
you know, there's a history of sort of like Jewish comedy rap, sort of the two live Jews, and you know, and there are some MCs, young Jewish MCs, doing sort of like their Jewish comedy rap thing. And you know, for the most part, we feel like we've got our own thing going on, because yes, on the one hand, we do like to be silly, you know, and we do a lot of borrowing from the origins of hip hop culture in order to do that. But we also, we feel like we're doing our own thing. We have some serious things to say, and we feel like we have our own little niche.
I wonder what, not the general age, but do you have people who come who are over 30 to your performances? Is it a really young audience?
Besides your mother?
You know, we did have two or three people there besides my mom, both young and old, recently. No, in all seriousness, it's actually I've sometimes been surprised at what a wide range it is. There have been several shows where the majority of the audience was in 40s, 50s, 60s age range.
Oh, really?
With very, very few teens and 20-somethings, you know, and it's kind of funny, you know, so sometimes we get to a show and we're not even sure what we're going to get.
Hey, Abe, you got... On MySpace, which I know my mom's very familiar with, and she's got her own MySpace page.
And it's
thousands
quite
of
popular.
Friends.
I know about it because my son sometimes uses my computer.
But your MySpace page is you know, obviously very active. And on that page, you have a video about a sombrero and a UFO is about the best I could.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair synopsis.
Okay, and that's... we're going to cut to that track right now, and that is... what's it called?
We call it Gorrito Cosmico, which roughly translated Little Cosmic Hat.
It's a flying hat, a yarmulke on fire. If your mind wants to know, then inquire. I remember bottles of Colt 45, Viagra and Monster. It was all good inside.
We just heard a Vales Corrico Cosmelito, and I said that way because I don't speak Spanish, and I'm curious as to why you do. Did you learn it from your grandfather?
No, in fact, I didn't. You know, I learned it in school. I had spoken very little of it, you know, growing up, and by the time I got to college, I realized that this was something important to me, and so I picked it up, and I spent some time living in South America, in Ecuador, you know, doing some further studies of literature in Spanish, and there we went.
Abe, I'm just curious. I'm a musician myself. I've played a lot of gigs. Uh-huh. A lot of strange things have happened. What's something interesting has happened on some of your gigs?
Well, you know, we've had a few funny things happen. You know, on one occasion, we found ourselves playing for a more religious audience in California, and you know, a lot of the times we've got sort of like not very religious hipsters listening to us, and other times it's like this one particular night where the young men and women in the audience started dancing together, and a rabbi who had organized the show hurriedly had a partition introduced onto the dance floor to separate the men and women, you know, so that they wouldn't rhythmically co-mingle. And it was kind of a funny thing to observe.
That's
from up
funny.
There on stage, you know, because we're up there trying to make things happen, and then down on the dance floor, it's like they're kind of trying to keep things from happening. And that's happening.
It's a battle of wills between you and the rabbi.
I mean, we just had different perspectives on where the rhythm needed to take the night, I guess.
So you're sort of like the Steely Dan of Latino Jewish hip hop.
It's been said that way, Ramsey. You know, sometimes we just kind of go underground and we just sort of focus on material and come up with theories on how to further our world domination.
When are you playing again?
Well, it's going to be probably a little a West Coast tour sometime in the fall, and there will be updates on whodios.com or on our MySpace page. But at the moment, we're planning some recordings and remixes, so we're just kind of hunkered down and doing our Steely Dan thing.
And you're on a label, right?
Yes, we are. Jazz Heads Records released the album Agua para la Gente.
I guess you could really say you're the founder of a whole new kind of music.
Well, I mean, Patricia, I'd like to say that, but then I don't know.
That's okay. I'll say it for you.
Thank you.
Well, we got one more tune we want to check out before we have to ask you to go. Tell us about Ocho Candelicas, if I said that right.
Yes. Yeah, that was good, man.
All right. I've never studied Spanish a day in my life. I'm totally faking it.
When I heard it, I thought it was, oh, Candelisa.
Oh, really?
You know what? When I heard the title.
I'm going to tell you, I am notorious for just making up and singing my own lyrics to all kinds of songs, so I don't object to you singing "Oh Condoleezza," you know. No, Mark, you did a good. You took a good shot on that one. And in fact, it's actually Ladino rather than Spanish. You know, going back several centuries, there came to be a combination of Hebrew and Spanish known to be Ladino, Ladino. And so we paid a little bit of tribute to the language and helping to keep it alive a little bit with that song. It's actually originally a children's song, and well, we made it into not so much of a children's song, I guess. If you see the video, it features our Hudia honey Alana wearing a bagel bra poolside.
An interesting concept.
Before we listen to this song, tell us about your website so people can go check out the woman in the bagel bra.
Yeah, man. Well, it's Julio's, and that's HOODIOS.com. And from there, you get links to wonderful things like what has come to be known in some circles as the bagel bra video, but also known as Ocho Candelicas. And there are also links, I think, to a couple of our other videos. But we have a MySpace thing, myspace.com/hiphopjudios.
Well, thank you very much, Abe. This has been fun. I feel like I've learned a lot, and I'm going to go to MySpace.
Thank you so much, Ramsey and Patricia.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was the Hip Hop Studios, and we've been speaking with Abe Belez, founder, and this is Like Mother, Like Son on Radio Jeff.
If you want to hear more Like Mother, Like Son, check out our website, www.likemotherlikeson.org.
Thanks for listening to Like Mother, Like Son with Patricia Adams, Ramsey Adams, and producer Mark Sutton.
Now go to your room.